There are five meals in a day. What are they?
Breakfast, brunch, lunch, dinner, and sweatpants dinner.
Hey, I'm Jason.
Hey, I'm James.
And we are Dudes Talk Food,
the podcast about two dudes who talk foods.
At certain times of the day.
Time relative foods.
Time relative foods.
We'll get back to you on that term, but I think that's what we're going with.
Like sandwiches. Are sandwiches dinner food?
No.
Why?
Because they're lunch food.
Exactly.
They are strictly bound by the hours that constitute a lunch.
By law.
In your hemisphere and time zone.
By law.
And by the law.
By the law. You can't have a steak for breakfast. But says who?
I don't know.
Breakfast police?
Texas will not like that answer. Because you know what they do in Texas? They crack an egg on it, and then they call it steak and eggs, and they have it at 5 a.m.
But then if you don't crack an egg on it, you're just a psycho eating a steak at 5 in the morning.
A.K.A. a Texan.
What's your favorite sandwich?
My favorite sandwich? It's tough. I like a lot of sandwiches. I like a classic bacon sandwich. I also like the club sandwich.
Bacon?
Just bacon sandwich. When I was a kid, my mom would lightly toast bread, butter it, and then cook up some bacon, like five strips of bacon,
mm-hmm.
put it between the bread,
mm-hmm.
and serve it to me. The toast, which is now toast, and serve it to me.
Butter?
Butter, yeah, obviously butter. And that was a bacon sandwich.
Oh, man.
And it was fucking tasty.
Not for nothing, I grew up on smoked meat sandwiches.
You grew up on them.
Yeah.
Smoked meat is amazing. It was more like a treat in my house. It wasn't like standard.
My dad owned a meat plant.
Yep.
And one of the products that he made was smoked meat.
That's awesome.
Like he was like a co-packer. Like he used to package smoked meat for other companies.
So he literally had his hands on smoked meat whenever he wanted it.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
So that explains why I was like 145 pounds in grade 2.
It's not me, man. It's the meats.
Here comes Smoke Meat Boy.
I got the meats.
Oh, man. So that and a straight up bologna sandwich.
Just regular. What was on the bologna sandwich?
White bread. Mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Bologna sandwich.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise and bologna.
Really? Mine was mustard instead of mayo. Bologna, mustard, bread.
Oh, no. I never really liked
mustard. And then mustard. Sometimes lettuce if I was feeling fancy.
With your bacon sandwich?
Not with my bacon in the bologna.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No, bacon, you don't mess with bacon. Bacon is bread, butter, bacon. All B's.
Triple B sandwich.
Triple B. Well, it's really just bacon, but yeah, triple B. Ma, it was a special. I want the triple B. Don't even ask me what I want, Ma. You know what it is.
You know what I want, Ma.
You know what it is, Ma.
Yeah, white bread,
yep.
Mayonnaise, yep. Bologna. And then sometimes I put crushed up barbecue ruffles. In the sandwich.
Yo.
It's good.
That's super good.
It's good.
So what do you think about the stereotype that mayo is only for white people?
I am not white. And I love mayonnaise.
That's what I'm saying, right? Mayonnaise for all.
Mayonnaise doesn't judge.
No, but tell me more about the crumpled chips. Was it a specific chip?
Ruffles barbecue.
Ruffles, oh, barbecue. So Ruffles gave barbecue. A little bit of kick in there, right?
Gave you a little bit of kick, a little bit of texture.
Did it overpower the bologna?
No, it complemented it.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never had one of these, and I want you to make me one.
It's so good.
I will make one for myself.
It's so good.
That's crazy. Here's a follow-up question. Do you still make those today?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
Because I was 145 pounds in grade 2.
Okay, fair enough.
No, I think I don't even remember when was the last time I had bologna in general. Like, I don't even know what's in bologna anymore.
I don't know. Bologna was like, it's a lazy food, right?
Yeah.
We used to have it in the package where you're just like, whoop, open it mm-hmm. up. You like peel out a slice or two, yeah. slap it, put the package away, you're done.
All right.
You know?
Yeah.
Remember that? It came with like the grippy open seal type deal.
Yeah.
And it was like a round. It was like, the packaging was the shape of the bologna.
Of the bologna.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't even imagine buying that. Do they even make it like that anymore?
They must.
I don't think so.
They must. But I feel like, to your point, like adults don't buy that. Mothers buy that for kids. Those are the only people who are getting that.
No.
But it's like right in your face and it's just not something you look for now.
I get my cold cuts sliced.
That's what I mean. You do it like a pro does. You go to the boucher.
Because I'm bougie. Bougie. I go to the bougie.
The boucher.
The bougie boucher.
The bougie boucher.
Yeah. That was the sandwich I grew up on, I think.
That's good.
Like smoked meat and like straight up bologna sandwiches.
That's a good choice. There's nothing wrong with that. The sandwich I loved the most was hot. It was a hot chicken sandwich.
Yeah. What is a sandwich? Let's look it up.
Okay.
Sandwich. Wikipedia. A sandwich is a food.
Wiki.
Let's wiki it. A sandwich is a food typically consisting of vegetables, sliced cheese or meat placed on or in between slices of bread.
Okay.
Merriam-Webster Dictionary says two or more slices of bread.
Well, hi, Merriam.
Oh, hey.
You know what I do?
What?
With sandwiches?
What's that?
I marry him. Boom, boom. Ba-bom, ba-bom. That's what you need. You need the prices right there.
Merriam-Webster Dictionary says two or more slices of bread or a split roll having a filling in between.
A filling. Okay, well, okay, hear me out then. So a hot chicken sandwich is a piece of bread, a filling, which is chicken breast. Typically, you cut it up. Any part of the chicken, you cut it up. Another piece of bread. But then, to kick it, you pour on top of your sandwich hot gravy.
No. And then you eat it with a knife and fork.
Yeah.
That's not a sandwich anymore.
Because of the knife and fork?
The knife and fork negates it as being a sandwich.
So I come over to your house and you cook for me the very prestigious, absolutely stunning, delicious bologna and ruffle barbecue sandwich. Mm-hmm. What do you call it? What do you call it? Just a bologna sandwich?
Bologna sandwich.
And you serve this to me and I'm like, Jason, this is beautiful. Thank you so much. Can I please have a knife and fork?
For what?
I would like to eat my sandwich.
A sandwich is eaten with your hand, not a knife and fork.
But what I'm saying is, sacrilegiously, I take a knife and fork to your beautiful sandwich. Mm-hmm. Is it no longer a sandwich? What does it become? It's still a sandwich.
So the act it's just of been eating, attacked. Then you've been uninvited from future meals.
That's fair. That's what fair. Happens. That's fair.
A sandwich is something, it's like, okay, basic definition.
Yeah.
Sandwich is bread.
Bread.
Filling.
Yep.
And you eat with your hands.
But you need two breads.
You need two breads. Yeah, right. Exactly. You need
bread, filling, bread. I'm on board with that definition.
Bread, yeah. Filling, bread.
Yes.
Yes. That's right.
And you eat it with your hands.
You eat it with your hands.
Which is never specified, but I agree to that. But definitely okay. There's certain foods that I'll only eat at... particular parts of the day.
Okay, yeah, so like we said,
like sandwiches. Desserts, clearly, right? You're not eating desserts in the morning. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not a fun example, but, mm-hmm. Right? Like, I know a lot of people make, like, omelets and stuff for dinner. No, I can only mm-hmm. like my omelets.
Yeah, a lot of people like, oh, breakfast. Cool. Breakfast for dinner. For
dinner, but I don't like that.
No.
Like, I know a lot of my friends will have cereal, like, after dinner, like, before bed and stuff. Like or, like, dessert? Anytime in the day, and I'm like, no, I only have cereal in the morning.
I remember we had a really fun conversation about different kinds of fruit you'd eat. At different times of the day.
We've had this already, yeah.
Yeah. Morning fruit.
Morning fruit.
Morning fruit. Like.
Yes.
Melons.
Melons are a morning fruit.
Yeah. Bananas.
Bananas are a morning fruit. What else?
Nighttime fruits. Morning. Well, because they.
Night fruits. No. Good night fruits.
Berries. Berries are morning fruit.
Morning fruit.
Yeah.
Where would you put cantaloupe?
It's a melon.
Melon, yeah.
Yeah, morning. Morning
fruit, yeah.
Then afternoon into apple. Evening food. Yeah, apple or oranges.
Oranges. Clementines.
Pineapples. Yeah. Pineapples and all-day fruit.
All-day fruit. Raspberry, all-day fruit. Or is that? No?
Ooh. Then we start like dividing up the berries.
Okay, because you said berries are all morning?
Yeah, but now I'm thinking about like cherries.
Cherries, there's an afternoon food.
It's an afternoon all-day. There's
work involved. I don't want to do that at breakfast.
Yeah.
There is work involved. You got to spit those bits out.
Wait, you're supposed to spit them out?
Or digest them. No, I didn't say where you spit them out. You can spit them out through your bum.
Poop them out?
A day later. Still spit them out.
I used to keep, when I was younger, when I ate cherries, I used to keep all the pits in my mouth. And then, and just like spit them out like a machine gun.
That's funny because I would take them out, but keep them collected. And then when I was done, I would put them in my mouth.
Oh.
And then spit them. Yeah.
Okay, what about those triple-decker finger sandwiches?
Triple-decker.
You ever see those? So it's a piece of white bread,
yep.
And then you'd have, like, like a ham salad, like a Spam salad.
Okay.
Then you'd have a piece of white bread again. Then you'd have like a tuna salad and then a whole wheat bread on top.
No, man, just make two sandwiches.
Yo, those are triple deckers. I've seen them.
And you like them?
They're good.
Really?
Yeah.
Just fucking make one sandwich and make the other sandwich. And to your point, if you're only going to have one sandwich, you just ate three sandwiches.
I know.
So that like just derails your whole...
Je suis cochon.
It has nothing to do with that. It's, you said you would only eat one sandwich, and I'm like, you ate one of those things. You just ate like three sandwiches.
Triple decker sandwiches.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't have Eggs Benedict for dinner.
No, you wouldn't have any eggs for dinner ever. Ever. You know what? Maybe you could do a boiled egg in a salad.
But a salad is not a dinner food.
Well, it's an accompaniment. It's a side to a dinner. It can be, right? You're saying no salads at dinner?
Okay, here we go.
Oh, shit.
Here we go. No. Okay. Green salad. Green salad is lettuce, tomatoes, cucumber, maybe onions.
Right.
That is your side salad. Once there's an inclusion of protein,
right,
it's a meal.
Really? Even if it's just like one boiled egg just crumpled along in there?
Meal.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, that's a snack.
I've put Greek salad on top of a green salad.
Oh, wow.
To make it an actual meal.
Saladception.
You put chicken on top of that.
So now you have a salad on a salad on a salad?
You have chicken on a salad on a salad.
That's a chicken salad salad.
It's a chicken salad salad. But then if you put it into bread, what is that?
What's the whole thing's going into bread?
The whole thing. You just dump the bowl into like a...
Like you a put bowl. Bread outside of the bowl and you pick up the bowl with the bread. No, that's a chicken salad salad sandwich.
Okay, what if you chop up the chicken and you mix it with mayonnaise to make it a chicken salad?
So that's a chicken salad salad sandwich. Is that what I just said? Is that what I just said? Because it's a chicken salad, but it's in another salad.
Yeah, it's on top of a salad, but that's in a sandwich.
In a sandwich. So it's still a chicken salad salad sandwich. No? Because it's all in the salad sandwich, right?
Okay.
No, I'm just asking because I might be confused by
a chicken salad salad sandwich.
Yeah.
Chicken salad salad sandwich.
Yeah. The chicken salad is in a salad, which is in a sandwich.
Right.
And sandwich being two slices of bread.
The chicken ceases to exist as its own entity once it's chopped up in little pieces mixed with mayo because it becomes something else.
But that something else is called a chicken salad.
Right.
So it's still chicken salad, next salad, because you said it's in a traditional salad.
Yeah.
Chicken salad.
In a sandwich.
In a sandwich. So it's a chicken salad, or is it a salad chicken salad sandwich?
That's if you chop up the sandwich into little pieces and put it into a bowl and eat it with a fork.
No, it's not a sandwich if you eat it with a fork.
Uh-oh.
One's gotta go. The other three can stay. But one's gotta go.
One's gotta go. The segment where we decide what stays and what goes. Okay, James. Yep. One's gotta go.
Hit me.
Pancakes, crepes, French toast, or waffles?
Okay, right off the bat, I can tell you it's not gonna be French toast.
What?
It's not gonna be waffles.
What?
So it's gonna come down to either pancakes and crepes.
Uh-oh.
Which are basically two sides to the same floppy, delicious coin.
Wrong.
I haven't even decided yet. Okay. This is tough, but I think it's gonna have to be pancakes.
What?
Pancakes have gotta go.
What? No.
No?
No. Okay, why? Why pancakes are crazy?
Because I just think I've had bad experiences with pancakes in my life. Crepes have always turned out better, fluffier, richer. And pancakes always end up burnt and shit. I think it's just a personal experience. But I've had more better, gooder experiences with crepes than I have pancakes.
More gooders.
More gooder, better, harder.
Oh, okay.
No? Okay, no, you're... Tell me why. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Crepes
have got to go?
Crepes have got to go.
Okay.
If I want to eat a mouse pad, I would eat a mouse pad. Fuck a crepe.
You ever put a like sauce though? A little syrupy sauce?
Yeah.
And a little Aunt Jemima on the mouse pad?
No.
But see, your story sounds like mine because I've had like nice, fluffy, light crepes.
No, pancakes are fluffy.
And they're delightful. Crepes can be fluffy too.
Then they're just lesser pancakes.
So maybe I'm confused. Maybe I don't know the difference between a crepe and a pancake. Pancrepe. Explain me, please.
The proper way to eat a crepe is once it's cooked, you put it on your plate, you put syrup and butter on it, you roll it up, and you put it in the garbage. That's the proper way to eat a crepe.
See, I've been doing it wrong then. All these years.
You forgot the rolling part.
The rolling part.
You just throw it in the trash, then you open up the box of pancake batter, and you make yourself pancakes. Because pancakes are the far superior flippy floppy flapjack.
Flippy floppy. Flapjack.
Flapjack.
So flapjack is then definitely a pancake and not a crepe?
Yep.
Okay. But it's the same thing, right?
Yeah. It's just a name.
Flapjacks aren't square?
No.
Okay.
Crepes can be sweet or savory.
No one wants a savory crepe, though.
I don't know anyone who...
I like crepes. I do not do savory crepes, man. You got to sprinkle that. You got to sprinkle that sugar on top.
Fuck crepes. Sprinkles. Hate crepes. Crepes are the worst.
Okay, well, if you're telling me that I can make a flippy floppy, floaty, fresh pancake, then maybe I'll have one day, and I'll be sweet.
Okay, that's enough for this week. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram @DudesTalkFood.